I'm Claire Hall, guest host for County Connections today, and my guest, Jane Romero, Director of County Health and Human Services. And before the break, you were giving us an overview of the four divisions of Health and Human Services, but the break time rolled around and we had to stop you before number four. So tell us about number four.
Number four is our Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities Division. That division also has a really great division director, and her name is Genji Wimalasena. And I think of all of our divisions, it is probably the most settled. They just went through a triannual review, did an awesome job, and so they will just continue on their way supporting individuals and families that present with an intellectual or developmental disability. I would just quickly note, too, we have kind of another support division. It's our quality and risk management division that supports all of our work. And, of course, we have financial and administrative and billing staff as well that support the operations of our service divisions.
A big organization.
It is, yeah.
But I sense you're up to the challenge and already making a difference, and I know you'll continue to make a difference for us. So what about maybe elaborating more on challenges and what your to-do list as a department director looks like?
Well, first, if you don't mind, I just sort of like to give credit to the awesome staff of Health and Human Services.
Go right ahead.
I mean, because, wow, what a great, capable, committed, and really smart group of people that we have working here in the county. And I will tell you that I've been very impressed with the individuals and just sort of the warm welcome that I've received. But moving beyond that, I do have a very robust to-do list for this year. And, you know, I already mentioned the mental health systems work that we need to do. And another thing that I'm really hoping to get focused attention to this year is just sort of taking a deep dive into what the substance use disorder system looks like here in Lincoln County. I don't know if you follow any of sort of the, you know, the national data sets, but when you look at the indicators across the land of substance use treatment needs, or of the 18 indicators that are tracked by the by SAMHSA, we are in the top 10. We, Oregon, are in the top 10 of, or worst 10, depending upon the indicator, of 15 of those 18 indicators.
And
here in Lincoln County, you know, I'm just really hoping to work with internally within Health and Human Services, and then also with our community partners to just sort of take a look at what our system is and how we can bring more cohesion to it. We did apply for the Measure 110 funds, the marijuana tax money that's available to help each county develop a behavioral health resource network. And we have not heard about the status of our application, but if we are able to get those funds, and we asked for about $4 million, we really hope that we will be just in a great position to begin to address some of the concerns that we have here in the county.
That would be wonderful, because I think as more and more people are becoming aware, we've got a full-blown crisis now with fentanyl apparently flooding into the county and numerous overdose deaths, and I'm aware of kind of a coming together of both public and private community partners to tackle this, but it is nothing less than a human tragedy.
It really is. And so I think it's just sort of a worthy focus of our work efforts this year. And so we'll be looking at that. Also, we are working to put together a equity, diversity, and inclusion assessment to not only look at how well we're doing within Health and Human Services, but to sort of focus outward as well, to look at the needs of the community and how we can do a better job of helping people access our services.
Well, as I expected, our time has flown by, and I know you were only able to touch on a few things on that long to-do list, but Jane Romero, thank you for being with us. Thank you for being at Lincoln County. I hope this wasn't too painful an experience.
Not
and
at all.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Next week, our guest will be recently retired County Counsel Wayne Belmont.